Troop Nation, great morning. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
How are you doing and feeling this morning,
I'm
Bailey?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. I debated if I'm going to, send these videos that I didn't want to send yesterday. That you can't play the audio on any of them.
Oh, from Brady Street?
And beyond.
And but Brady Street and beyond.
Right.
Okay, sounds like a segment.
Right. and some of the, it was so much like going on that, and because people know how I hate to have to see that because I be wanting it to change the narrative, but it's like, yo people. And when they send them, they be like, yo people acting up again. I was like,
they do send them like that.
Yes,
y'all don't know.
Do.
We
they
get
do.
Inboxed all the time.
Yeah.
They be like,
yeah.
Here go yo people.
Yo people again, Blo. Yo people was doing this. Yo people did this.
I'll be like,
here.
I don't know them.
Yo people was on Water Street clowning.
Yeah.
Your people was at Rebel clowning.
Yeah.
Your people was at Casablanca.
Not my spot. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Bailey, I just started to send you the video just so you
just
could see it.
So I could be. So see, I'm going to be honest with you. I used to love going with the homegirls.
Right.
And we would go up on the rooftop of Casablanca.
Mm-hmm. Did you say home, girl? Look.
Oh, the two baby gavels.
Yeah.
The two baby gavels have made it in today.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Isn't she love? Okay.
Well, listen.
Stevie Wonder's supposed to make
today's,
a new album.
Today's coffee mug matches.
There
it's
you
B-Day.
Go. There you go.
It's B-Day in Queendom. B-Day.
That part.
matching the baby girl gavel.
Should I find someone who's an artiste to put faces on the front?
You could do that, but anyway.
I'm just wondering, you know what I'm saying? Because they seem, oh, you know what? No, I shouldn't.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because they are here to, when they grow up, they're going to invoke justice. And you can't, pick a side. You know what I mean? So they shouldn't be able to see like, oh, baby gavel, the girl, she got a smile on her face like she going to be for the other people or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Be like, so they supposed to be impartial. You know what I'm saying? They got to just, boom. This is what I see.
You go way in on this.
Yeah. So, I just, the scales of justice.
You get deep, y'all.
Yeah. And so I figure if you put a face.
Justice. Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
If you put a face on them, then it's
all
like,
right.
They could be leaning one way or
you.
Another.
I'm
but
mad at you.
Today is a great day for someone.
Okay.
That we all know.
All right.
Today is a great day.
Okay.
So I know I won't be the first.
Okay.
Well, shall I say we won't be the first.
Okay.
But we're going to be the first on the shows to say it.
What?
Happy born day to Biko Baker.
Biko,
happy
birthday.
Happy born day, Biko Baker.
Happy birthday, Biko.
Can we get some applause?
Let me text him.
Yeah, can we get some applause?
For those of you that don't know, Biko's our boss.
Yes, absolutely.
Shout out to Biko. Happy birthday, Biko.
Happy born day, Biko Baker.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That
oh,
part.
My gosh.
That part. So, yeah.
You know, don't you love all the birthday songs on social media now? It's like
yeah.
You don't have to go to the traditional
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
You got Stevie Wonder. You got
Happy birthday.
And then you got all the little kid ones. It's all,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you.
Clap your hands, it's your birthday.
Oh,
Grace's
yeah.
Corner, I love
yeah.
that. I used
happy
to step all the time.
Oh, yeah, love
and
it.
And then I want to say happy
birthday. I like that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there now.
Yeah, shout out to the Leos. You are not the number one zodiac sign, but
But you're a zodiac sign.
There it is.
We gonna give you
there,
that.
There
we
it gonna is. Give there you that. Is. That's y'all it. Y'all zodiac sign.
Yeah.
You gonna learn today.
Yes.
Some of them Leos be lying for real. Hey, Reggie Swilders' brother Brown got a birthday coming up too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So
you know,
Leos, they out here.
Roaming. Yeah.
Lions, you know.
They roaming. Smooth as butter.
To all of the...
He and I always celebrate with a beverage.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we always celebrate with a beverage.
An alcoholic beverage?
His maybe. I just have regular old lemonade.
Okay, all right. All right. I thought you were going to say I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, you know... Okay, I can neither confirm nor deny what's actually a part of the lemonade. Mm-hmm. Usually it's plain, but you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. That part. Yeah.
Boy, these Leos think they running things out here, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Negro, please.
Okay.
Are you a Leo? What is your birthday, Xavier? Good morning, Xavier, our producer.
I don't have a birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. We'll accept that. I do. And I like to celebrate all month.
I celebrate all year.
Come January, the Capricorns take over. And that's what we do. It is the greatest zodiac sign, I know. I know Dr. B thinks he's... What is Doc B? What is
Sagittarius.
That? Oh, yeah, he thinks that they're the... I don't know what's going on with that. Mm-hmm. What's your zodiac sign?
I don't.
You don't remember? Okay. All right. Well, we'll just
speak to those that are. The number one.
No.
You know. No. See, it's a situation.
You got some kind of crazy zodiac sign, like a Libra or something.
Oh, no. But that's the balance of the scales, if it was Libra. You know what I'm saying? No. The number one zodiac sign in the universe. Think about my birthday party for the children.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Cancer.
Oh, cancer. Yeah. Well,
and see, if
you
talk
what?
Bad about us,
you know what?
We can give you throat
that
cancer.
That explains. No.
We can give you throat cancer. Don't talk bad about us.
I cast that out.
Hey, listen. We give you lung cancer.
No,
you up there trying to spew hatred towards us.
No. My sister, shout out to my sister. In all seriousness, me and Kendall did miss her birthday by a day, but we caught up. She was good because we usually the first ones to call. But happy birthday to my sister Thalia, mm-hmm. July 23rd. Mm-hmm. So she right on that borderline. Okay. But, yeah. Belated happy birthday. My sis had a wonderful birthday, and I'm glad. Okay. You know, that part.
Yeah. But we are. You got to put your claws up. We are the number one zodiac sign. And here's what I want everybody else to understand. Yes.
Oh, you know, okay.
We got claws. Yeah, we do. Some people want to call them pinchers because we can pinch you. We can. But we can also duck haters because we can go sideways, you know what I'm saying? Or we can come straight at you. Either way. And we have so many variations of crabs. You know, it's the hermit crab that don't like to be bothered. Like, leave me alone. Get out of my way. I don't want to hear it. Then, you know, I'm just saying. We also inhabit shells when we want to. But we're also
ain't
a delicacy.
Like a nice crab boil.
That's all I'm saying. So
hot water.
We are succulent with butter. We are succulent. So people enjoy us either way it goes. You know
what
I'm saying? That's right.
Queen crab. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, we are who we are. We represent, and we are sign banging this morning. Zodiac sign banging. But here's what I wanted to finish with. I wanted to let people know that. Y'all can be the number one zodiac sign here on Earth. Cancer is the number one zodiac sign, and I've said this forever. in the universe.
No.
So y'all can have
thank
that.
You.
Y'all can have Earth and be number one and battle for number one down here. But the supremacy is within the universe. So that means even if they find life on other planets, we will still be the number one zodiac sign because we are the number one zodiac sign in the universe.
Thank you.
So universe is a whole nother level. So y'all can have this earthly thing and battle it out. But, yeah, we know what it is.
Hell no.
We know what it is. We know what it is. You know, so, you know, we're used to, you know, this is why we have a shell. We're used to the haters. You feel what I'm saying? We're used to the haters. So we have a shell to protect ourselves. But if you cool with us, you feel what I'm saying? Here, have some of our legs, okay?
Listen, let me tell you
something.
What I'm
saying?
I have.
So that it is what it is.
I spent the very youthful years all my life up until I left home with my sister. Mm-hmm. So I know y'all's game plan. Anyway.
I'm just saying, you know.
Anyways.
We are who we are.
This is true. This is very true. You are who you are.
Yep, absolutely.
And you make no apologies.
Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Order in the studio. You're going to learn today. So, but Biko. Baker,
happy birthday.
Happy born day. And may you be blessed with many, 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 many more, bro.
Absolutely. He said thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I shot him a text and told him that he said thank you.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. You know, so you think we did a good job?
I think we did. We might get an extra little bonus in there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Because we said something.
Yeah.
And we said it first on
the
air.
We said it first on the air.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. We good. it worked, Bailey.
Okay. The rest of y'all forget it. It ain't gonna work for you.
Yeah,
we got this thing locked up. We
got
it locked
learn
up.
Today.
Yes, absolutely.
Hashtag that part, hashtag facts.
Yep.
So, Bailey, a lot of people were without power. I was blessed to not be in that number.
Yeah,
there were
same
over 118,000
people.
Yeah,
that's
here.
Crazy. That's
their
crazy.
Power was out.
And, yeah, I was blessed not to be in that number too.
And then Menasha, they had an EF2.
Yeah,
tornado.
A lot of people lost their homes, lost a lot. It looks terrible out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. So hopefully people were able to survive the severe thunderstorms. And this is why you got to pay attention when they tell you like it's going to be crazy. The weather's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Pay attention. I know sometimes they may be wrong on certain stuff, but when they write, they write.
Right.
They write. So prayers for those of you who are, religious, prayers to all of those who may have lost everything.
Yeah.
Things that you can just never replace. Those are the things. And I think those are the things that hurt the most.
Yeah.
And I know I hear people say, but I got my life. I get it.
I get that.
But there's some things that you lose.
Yeah. That you'll.
That will pain you probably for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I mean, especially if you lose like a home and everything in it.
That's where I'm going. You know what I mean? The pictures of you, if your mother is no longer here or your father or, important
things.
People, sons and daughters, all of that was in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just gone.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And with a tornado, ain't no telling where it landed.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because it's spinning.
Yes.
And just going and taking things with it. So besides, it'll be, no, it's not. You don't understand? There are cars and trucks that are found 5-6 blocks away from where it was originally at.
Yeah.
These tornadoes.
Yeah.
So prayers to everybody.
Yes.
We got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Get ready. 1017 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, Truth in the Morning. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Merrill Park building here in Milwaukee on Mount Vernon, and the fact that the residents, including a lot of them who are disabled, others that are seasoned citizens, had no running water at all for 2 days, and we don't know what the update is right now. And even I think when they talk about the one solution that they did, yeah, you got to hear the clip. You got to hear the people talking about it. And Truth Nation, we want to know what's your truth after you watch this. If you are on our YouTube page, great morning. We love you and appreciate you.
Good morning to everybody
who's on our YouTube page. And of course, while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button.
Yes.
You can also watch us on Facebook. We are Facebook Live as well. While you're there on Facebook, make sure you like and follow the page, all at 1017 The Truth.
Yes.
So that's how you'll get to us. So, but hearing it will still, you know,
like
disturb
and subscribe.
You. Yeah.
Okay.
Hit that bell.
Hit us.
So, but yeah, just hearing it, you know, will still probably disturb you as well. But if you're watching it, you know, you'll really feel
and this is, again, a part of the benefit of watching us on YouTube and on Facebook. So make sure you like and subscribe and do that thing there.
All right. We're going to have our producer, Xavier, play this clip, and then we need to talk about it. Xavier.
No one in housing authority will help us.
Milwaukee residents who are low income reached out to TMJ4 for help on their second day without tap water or working toilets in their apartment. This is happening at a Milwaukee Housing Authority apartment complex where more than 100 elderly and adults with disabilities live. Our Ben Jordan shares the biggest frustration for some residents like Corey and Michael and how the city is responding.
Several people who live here at Merrill Park Apartments tell me they didn't hear a word from the Housing Authority of Milwaukee about this issue until we started asking questions more than 24 hours after they lost tap water. Milwaukee Water Works says they've had crews here investigating throughout the day, identifying the issue underneath this building, but where exactly that leak is remains a mystery.
I can't watch because I have no water power.
It's a basic necessity Corey Love says Milwaukee's most vulnerable should never have to live without.
No water, no hot water, no cold water.
Tap water.
Bathroom is even worse.
Working toilets or showers.
That's all you get.
In an apartment where he says many disabled residents can't leave without assistance.
I think someone should be knocking on our doors, telling us what's going on. Someone should be this morning, someone should be knocking on our doors, passing out water if we needed it. Because if you don't have it, there's nothing we can do.
Corey and Michael Mays say they were left without bottled water.
I'm eating ice, the ice that I had.
And Corey says he couldn't find a public restroom in walking distance.
Do you think this is acceptable?
Heck no. No, it's not acceptable. We won't even treat animals or prisoners like this. Nobody deserves to live like this. I know it may be something out there that has been done, but we should have been notified. There should be some type of accommodations.
Milwaukee Water Works tells me it started investigating after receiving several complaints about water quality and pressure from residents Sunday morning. I requested an interview with a Hackam spokesperson. They provided a written statement that reads in part, Hackam is continuing to work with the city's Department of Public Works and contractors to determine the source of the problem. It goes on to say that all units are affected with either decreased or no water flow at all. Quote, temporary accommodations have been provided so that residents can use the bathroom and drinking water. Corey says they're now offering one bottle of water and a working toilet in one vacant apartment unit.
There's other people in this building that I worry about. That we got elderly people in wheelchairs. We have people with diabetes. We have people that's on oxygen tanks that need fresh water.
Hackam says there's currently no timeline as to when this problem will be fixed. We'll be sure to follow up to find out when these residents can expect to have their water restored. Reporting in Milwaukee, Ben Jordan, TMJ4 News.
And Ben Jordan is your light.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Wait a minute. So they offering them 100 people now.
Mm-hmm.
100 people.
Mm-hmm.
We got one working bathroom for you.
Right.
And one bottle of water. What is that, a day?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, you know what? This is not the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That we've had a problem with Hackam, right? We done talked about Hackam.
That part, yeah, that part.
Wait a minute. Okay. That whole department needs to be blown up and put back together. Let's just be realistic about it. Because nothing in there has worked for years. And so you get a situation like this. What the mayor doing? This is the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the mayor doing?
We need to find out.
I need to find it out, man.
Like, I mean, again, and just think about just the weather we've been having as of late.
Right.
And
you go say, y'all got one bathroom to use.
One. In an empty unit. One. Y'all got to line up. Do you know that would be like lining up at a stadium or something?
Right.
Waiting to go into a bathroom.
You got 100 people in there.
You got disabled people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, so they got to roll their wheelchair down there or something to use the bathroom?
And then how long do you have to take a shower or, you know what I'm saying, to clean yourself up?
Oh, they didn't even say nothing about them being able to take a shower in the bathroom. They just said you could use the bathroom. See, there's that part. So everybody run around there. They ain't been able to take no shower, get themselves cleaned up. And you know what? That is a health situation, for real.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got
it's a health
to
hazard.
Be able to do that. No working toilets. You can't even wash your clothes up in there.
Right, but even deeper than that, you can't wash your ass.
You keep pointing out the...
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, Dale Mack on her YouTube page says somebody from the city cut them folks' water off. I mean, something.
And you can't find it? What? How you not? Has there been anybody out to try to work this thing out? To try to find out what's going on? And they have no notification, no nothing.
Yeah, that part. You know, I come from a situation to where is, like, say if somebody is going to be working on the street.
Right.
And working on pipes or whatever they may be working on.
Right.
They'll end up coming to try to ring your doorbell first.
Absolutely.
If you don't answer, they'll put a little tag on your saying that your water
going
is going to be off or your gas is going to be off.
Right.
This is unacceptable. If you have relatives there, I don't know. I'm shocked, in my opinion, that it had to be some of the residents that complained.
Because
if my
members?
Mother
yes!
would still have been alive or my oldest sister had still been alive, oh, hell no. No, I would have been making a whole hell of a fuss. All of my radio shows, because I was on the radio at that time, too.
Absolutely.
You know, part of my 35 years, I would have been,
Oh, yeah. You know what? There's no reason why all of those residents and their families, they all should be complaining right now, calling wherever they got a call, going wherever they got. Being out in front of that apartment, I would pick it outside there. There's no way in the world that you're going to have 100 people in that building. Disabled people.
Right.
You know, no water, no nothing, and you ain't gave them no notification. You not keeping them updated on what's going on. That's shameful. That is just shameful. You don't do that to people.
Yeah, it's inhumane. It is.
It's very inhumane.
And again, a lot more noise should be being made about this situation.
Yeah.
And answers need to happen. Like, what is the guesstimate? I mean, I don't care if you have to bring in portable water tankers or whatever the case may be.
Porta jugs, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, like it's got to be something.
There should be cases of water being dispersed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As many as they need, whatever they need.
Right.
That needs to be happening.
And coolers if they want it to be cold. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Just something
exactly.
Like. Yeah.
Exactly.
And
there's
it should
no
be hand delivered to every resident in that building.
And here's the thing, if ain't none of that working, you know, is the AC working? Is the this?
Well, they
didn't
say they didn't have the electric. So,
okay.
You know, that's why the guy was able to eat ice because obviously in the freezer. But he couldn't make no more. And then
there
when you
go,
think about
he had
the little,
no water to make
the
no
little
more.
Trickle.
Oh, maybe
to
the
me,
bottle of water could help him out.
Right. And to me, the trickle of water, there's no telling what type of contaminants are in it because
absolutely.
Of whatever the problem is.
Absolutely.
We're going to go to Michael on our Truth Talk text lines. They're open at 833-212-1017. If you have a Texas or call in. Michael, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Turn your radio down.
Keep your head down, Blake.
Yeah. What's your truth on this?
I just want to say how, because I'm a disabled person and I live in assisted living and we all have running water. And to not have a running water is not right. And they have one toilet to working for all them residents. That like you said, Bailey, it's inhumane, very inhumane for that to be going on like that. And I think we need to really call the authorities on this and get going because I care for people just like they care for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see them getting their justice and finding out what's going on and giving them updates and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my truth for today, and I wish you guys well and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah.
All right.
You
thank
too.
You, Michael. Off the Truth
All
Talk.
Right.
I have
love you too.
I have another one off the Truth Talk text line 833-212-1017. If you want to get in on this conversation, Stacy said, "Morning, damn, they may as well have put an outhouse in the back, like down south. My grandma had one.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's true.
Right. Right.
You know what?" That's what I was saying. Porta Johns, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Al MKE. Great morning on our True Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. Great morning, Al. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Oh, that's beyond inhumane. But here's my question. When this stuff all jumped off, didn't Cavalier Johnson give this the management to an out-of-town company to look over that? Because I know at one time it was somebody else black that was over it, mm-hmm. and everything
yeah.
got done. But versus them fixing the problem, they just passed the buck and gave the problem to somebody else versus coming in there and fixing everything. Me personally, I think they're dragging their feet because number one is low income. Is affecting black people and people who have no money. Because you know, anything when it comes to people like that, they drag their feet. And there's no reason and no excuse. You're going to say it's one apartment with one working toilet?
Right.
Mm. And
so
one bottle of water.
And one bottle of water. So where are you politicians at? Y'all
mm-hmm.
raise hell for everything else?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be there and be all quiet.
Yeah.
See, this is why people don't respect a lot of them.
Yeah.
Now let's see when it's time for both. You're going to see them oversized teeth with them oversized bites and them smiles that's full of sugar, honey, iced tea. So they need to be calling on these people because if they gave the management to an out-of-town company, they should be asking them, why somebody who lives in another state is handling something in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
This is all in-house.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all have yourself a good day.
Thank
all right,
you.
Very
thank
niggerish.
You. All right.
Bye-bye.
he had to get us, didn't he?
Yeah. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. But Troop Nation, we still want to hear from you. What's your truth on this situation? It's a lot, and like I said, it's definitely inhumane.
It is. You know, my question is, what portion or what role does the city play in this? How we gonna fix this?
Yep. What is the solution? We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation! Make sure you listen for your chance to win. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Black Arts Fest MKE happening this Saturday, August 1st at the Summerfest Grounds in Milwaukee. Don't miss an unforgettable day of music, culture, art, food, and community featuring Dave Hollister along with the Lattimore Brothers live on stage. Listen every day for your cue to call and score your pair of tickets. Black Arts Fest MKE this Saturday, August 1st. At the Summerfest Grounds, brought to you by the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk, and Bailey. I got a feeling that they need to pay close attention to Truth in the Morning this morning. I'm not saying that we might be giving away a pair of tickets today, sometime this morning. I'm not saying that.
You're not saying that?
But
if it happens.
Yeah, it could happen.
Oh, okay.
And you don't want to miss out.
No, you don't.
Yeah. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts.
There you go.
You're going to learn today.
There it is.
So, you know, I'm not going to tip the scales of justice and give y'all a hint. Bailism teaser. All right. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
What?
Dave Hollister gonna be there.
Yes.
So that's gonna be. I love Dave.
Absolutely.
Dave's
absolutely.
A nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a sweetheart.
He is. Mm-hmm. And you know, he puts on a phenomenal show.
Yes, he does.
So if you love Dave Hollister, you know, and of course, yes, of course, keep in mind, yes, he will do the music that he was a part of with Blackstreet. You'll hear those hits as well, because. You know, he had lead vocal on a lot of the Blackstreet tracks. So,
yeah,
you're going to hear it. Don't think, oh, it's just going to be all his. No. But he got some great solo hits.
Yeah, he
as
did.
Well as just, you know, as a solo artist. But, yeah, you'll be sure to hear those songs that he's done with Blackstreet.
Yeah.
Because it's him. You know what I'm saying? It's
him.
So that's going to be an amazing thing. I'm excited about the Kids Zone where we're going to do the Michael Jackson. So, parents, guardians, if you are bringing your children, which why wouldn't you, and bring them to the Kids Zone. If they love Michael Jackson, the boy or the girl, they love Michael Jackson, make sure you put them in a Michael Jackson outfit. But if they not, they can still enter the competition that we're going to do.
Right.
But I think it's a little icing on
the cake
if you end up having either a hat or a glove or the jacket or something. You
the
know
glove.
What I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that would be an amazing thing, in my opinion, for your child to be a part of and win. You know, Bailey, there's a lot going on. And
there is.
On today's TMJ4, there was a story. And this thing right here is amazing to me because there is the Murrow Park, you know, high rise for our seasoned citizens, right?
Right.
And they have a situation where they haven't had running water, tap water, bathroom, no water, can't flush the toilet. Like for 2 days,
and they
hadn't had an explanation of what was going on, And they just had
how
to.
You go, how is it that you are going to do something like this?
Right.
And these are all disabled people.
Disabled residents. You know?
Disabled residents. You don't have running tap water? You have no running water.
You can't wash your ass.
For 2 days.
Yeah, and they didn't. if they didn't speak out, they saying, you know, and I'll try to get Xavier in a clip, but it'll probably have to try to be through your text, Xavier. But it's a TMJ4 clip. But just to hear the people that they talked to and then the fact that they were saying, we don't know where it is. It might be something up under the building. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And their resolve. If we can play the clip, if not, I'll just play the audio. And I hold it to my mic because it's sad. It's really sad. But Merrill Park, my mother, may she continue to rest in peace. You know, she took her last breath in Merrill Park. January 23rd, 2011. And, you know, so just to, you know, think about, you know, what that building means to me. And then after she passed, my oldest sister was living with her, you know, when she got, you know, sick and she got to that stage where she definitely needed someone there with her. So she was living with her. Mm-hmm. And then when my mother passed, she took over, you know, the lease. And then when she ended up being diagnosed and she spent her last breath at Merrill Park as well.
Okay.
So, you know, I know the building very, very well. Of course, she was one of the stars of the building. Be like, you know, your son is Homer Blow. So, you know. And everybody commonly called her Mama Blow.
Right.
But, yeah, so I know that facility. And just to think it with the disabled citizen, like, where do you go if you really got to go? And
right.
You, when you think about a lot of seasoned citizens and just some of the disabled citizens that live in that building, think about if you're taking, you know, a lot of medicine that some people end up taking, it gives you the urge to have to go use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? 2 days?
Yeah.
And no explanation. Nobody saying, hey, y'all water going to be off. We working on this. We working on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. I dare anybody that is not in a disabled situation to just imagine your home or your apartment, 2 days, no water.
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning. Because if you can't do that, you ain't got no water. You can't drink nothing.
Right.
And you can't take a shower. Like you said, you can't wash yourself.
None of the things. Right.
None of the things. Yeah. You can't do nothing.
Yep. And some people have caretakers. So how do they come and try to help and they don't have water?
Right.
They don't have, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How are they taking their medicine?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Just, you know.
And you got to go, okay, run this back. Who's responsible for this?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What government bureaucracy is responsible for this?
Right. We got to take care of some bills, but I do believe Xavier has the clip up. When we return, we'll come in with that clip. And we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Like, this is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who has a loved one or a relative in that building should be up in arms.
Yes.
Like, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning. Broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we're talking about the Merrill Park building here in Milwaukee, on like 33rd and Mount Vernon, and the fact that they had been without any running water, showers not working, kitchen sinks, none of that, no running water. You can't use the bathroom because, you know, it's not going to flush. You can't take a shower or a bath. You can't get some water to drink. You know, human necessities that we need. And for them to get onto TMJ4 and say nobody came and told the residents, hey, y'all, we got an issue going on, and here's what we're going to try to do in the interim.
Listen, can I just jump in? I'm sorry, Homer. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, you good.
Because I'm the type of person to go down there if I was in charge. And be like, okay, now what's going on? Because somebody got to explain something to me right now. Who in charge?
Yep.
Who is over the who's in charge of Hackham? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
No, we need a conversation right now. We need to find out what's going on, and we need to resolve this issue today.
That part.
And people would have you can't just let something like this go and not speak to it and not resolve. Matter of fact, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind everybody, when situations like this come up, remember that early voting in the current election starts today. And guess what else? Election day is August 11th.
Yep. Fast approaching.
So this is when you exercise your right to vote and you think about who's helping you and who's not. You know, there's a lot of people on the ballot. We got a big race for the governor's office. We got, this is like, you know, we're whittling it down. Think about who's helping you and who's not. Because if they ain't helping you and they someplace on that list, hey, that's not who you want in office, is it?
Yeah.
Because if they ain't doing it right now, you know, and they got something to do with your situation, they may not be good for another term, or they may not be good for the movement forward that they're trying to get. You got to know.
Yep. On our YouTube page, again, while you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe, a.k.a. hit that bell. Jasmine Gooden said, it definitely sounds like the main pumps in the building failed, and it sounds like the main line that feeds that building broke. That's an expensive issue and tough to fix. But burying 100 people is an even tougher situation to deal with, to know that people's loved ones and family members may perish because they don't have the essential things they need.
Hackham got our tax dollars, and they got money from the federal government. And last I checked, the person that's heading that or whatever makes more than the mayor does. So they got money. They need to figure out how to get it done, regardless. And not charging us no additional money. They need to use the money they got. Now, if somebody needs to lose a little salary money, then that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
Because they don't deserve to make that type of money.
More comments off our YouTube page. Again, great morning. We love you. Appreciate you to everybody that's on our YouTube page. Tony. People want government to provide everything, but they can't deliver worth a crap. Government is useless.
Facts.
Babar said, don't this damn city got qualified inspectors? Will D9 said, good morning. Come on. Company said there's no timetable on when it'll get fixed.
Exactly.
If I was a tenant there, I'm not paying next month's rent.
There it is.
Jasmine Jazzwest said, I love Al.
we do too.
Yeah, absolutely. Ebony also said it as well. And let's see, where's Reggio? They're having their own conversation here. All right, I'm trying to catch all of these. Let's see, Katz said, I worked with a disabled 6 months to get an apartment for him, placed by iCare. No stove, no mailbox, cat urine through the building, roaches, convicted sex offender with a young girl living there, something about a city apartment building. And Reggio says something about a city apartment building who residents' water was shut off. Let's see what else is coming on. Unacceptable. Sandra Douglas said unacceptable, and some people need to lose their positions.
Yeah.
Barbara said where? That's on at Merrill Park, located high rise, located on 33rd and Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
And Guru said, y'all think folks with no water voting early? Come on now.
Listen.
Okay, yeah, you're losing the bigger picture.
Exactly.
You're losing the bigger picture. Because if you feel like this is something that shouldn't ever happen,
yep,
and something that they shouldn't have told the residents about, I'm telling you, I come up where even in this day and age, where if the city or somebody is going to be doing work in your area and they need to shut your gas off, they're going to knock on your door, ring your doorbell, and if you don't answer, they're going to leave a note on there saying that your gas, we're cutting off the gas, we're doing some work from this time to that time.
Exactly.
And sometimes by the time you get home, they done with what they had to do.
Yep.
So you get the note, but it's like, oh, okay, well, it's on now.
Exactly.
You know, so you didn't have to experience it. Sometimes even if they have to shut the power off. Mm-hmm. So in saying that, you got to think about the fact that when these type of things happen, this is such a big deal.
Right.
Like, who's in charge?
Exactly.
So when we start talking about who's in charge, then that's who we need to be going at saying, how did this happen?
Exactly.
How did they not get notified?
It's called
some
accountability.
Heads need to roll, right?
Accountability.
That A word
think about
that
it.
I talk about.
Think about it. If it's something like electricity, you know, electricity, some people have things attached to them where they need the electricity. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to turn it off, they need to let you know so you can have your backup situation, your backup generator, or whatever it is that you may need to keep you alive.
Right.
Plugged in, right?
Yeah.
So some people need water like that.
Correct.
Okay. Some people do need water like that. And so what do you, they don't tell them that the water's going to be off.
Right.
That they need.
Yeah, like,
water can be life-giving to some people.
It absolutely.
And so what? And then they bring you around a bottled water. And, here you go. This is what you, this,
listen,
we got you.
Listen,
everybody gets one.
Listen,
baby. Is that it?
It's so many seasoned citizens and disabled people that have medications that they have to take on a timetable.
Yeah.
So you ain't got no water to try to take your medicine.
Yeah.
At the intervals that you need to take them that could be deadly.
It absolutely can be. And so to the person that was on the True Talk text line, the connection is that, okay, I got it. The connection is that you want to vote for people that care for you and care for what you need.
You take
now we
break,
can go
baby.
To break.
You take us a break.
101.7 The Truth, Truth in the Morning.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.